It's World Egg Day today, a much-loved staple. Collectively, Aussies consume 17 million eggs a day. The protein-rich food is so versatile and delicious, but not all eggs are created equal. Their quality can depend upon conditions on a farm and the treatment of chickens. Riverside Farm is a magnificent family property in the heart of the Barossa with pasture-raised eggs and happy chooks. Co-owner Kane Van Dierman joins me now for a chat about it. Welcome to the show, Kane.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you. Happy World Egg Day.
Happy World Egg Day to you too, my friend.
So what makes a good egg?
Look, I think a good egg has to have a good colour. I think a good egg has to sit nicely when you crack it open. And I think a good egg has to come from a chook that's had a very happy life.
Right. How is it that you make a chook happy?
Look, we're only a small farm compared to the larger commercial operations. And we like it that way because it means our chooks can live, a happy life. So we on our farm, we don't use any sheds or fences. Our chooks are kept in, 40-acre paddocks, and they sleep at night in custom-built caravans, and generally they're allowed to do whatever they want. So they roam the pastures during the day. During the summertime, they're pushed into native scrubland, so they're just allowed to kind of live their life. And we pop in there once a day to collect the eggs, check on our dogs who look after them, and supplement their feed with some local grain. So they're pretty chilled out there under blue skies.
I just saw an absolutely delightful photo on your Facebook page of, I think, what must be a golden retriever sitting amongst the chickens. Is that right?
No, it's a Marama.
Marama.
This is these are Italian shepherd breed, and traditionally they were used to look after flocks of sheep and goats. And in Australia and kind of different parts of the world, we've used this kind of shepherding instinct with them to bond them with our flocks of chickens, and they protect our chickens. So they live with our chickens 24/7 out in the paddocks. We don't lock our chickens up at all, and they protect the chickens from foxes and any other predators.
Oh, that is great. Like
we can't do what we do without those dogs.
Wow.
They're absolutely amazing.
How did the chickens find them? Are they quite happy to get along?
Yes, absolutely. The chooks are quite curious animals, so once they kind of get used to each other's presence, they're quite happy to get along. And interestingly enough, when you see how they work together, when the dogs bark at something, the chooks will run and hide. And, they will know certain types of bark when they need to actually run and hide. So they do get to know each other, and they do get to know how each other works. And yeah.
Oh, very clever. Now, can you change the quality and colour of eggs based on a chook's diet?
Yes, I think you can. So when chooks have a lot of green feed available to them, the yolk of the egg will go kind of like an orange hue. And I suppose with our eggs on the farm, because our eggs are pasture raised, so our eggs are put out to pasture like you would sheep or cattle, we do notice seasonal differences in the egg. So in winter time, the egg has a very dark orange colour, and, a very kind of buttery texture. In summertime, the texture is the same of the yolk, but it is a little bit paler because of the way the chickens metabolize the carotenoids in the green feed. So if your eggs are looking a little bit pale at home, keep up the green feed and they should bounce back.
Do you think consumers are more interested in quality local eggs these days rather than just getting the cheapest?
Look, I think there will always be low-cost eggs on the shelf. I think it's unfortunate, but I think, in terms of how we've structured our society, there will be that market there always. But I think as consumers become more aware of how chickens live in, large industrial caged environments compared to pasture-raised environments, people aren't willing really to support that kind of industry anymore. Once people start tasting the difference between, say, a pasture-raised egg compared to a barn-raised free-range egg compared to a caged egg, you know, you just can't beat the quality when you're looking at pasture-raised products or pasture-raised eggs. And then people will come back there, come back and buy every week, we've noticed. So I think people are becoming more and more conscientious. They're becoming more aware with where they're spending their money, and then becoming, especially since COVID has happened, you know, people are becoming more willing to support local farmers and producers, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of which, we can get your eggs at the Adelaide Hills Farmers Markets on Saturday mornings in Mount Barker.
We'll be there tomorrow morning. Oh, absolutely, great. We will be there. Yep.
Anywhere else?
We also try and be as zero waste as possible. So with eggs that are too small or too large, which typically would be thrown away, we produce our own artisan pastas.
Oh, lovely.
So we have a range of different pastas made from our eggs that are they're absolutely delightful pastas, yeah.
Yeah, great. And I know this is a difficult one, especially for an egg connoisseur, but what is your favourite egg dish? How do you make your eggs?
Poached eggs, hands down.
Yep.
Yep, good fresh egg, poached on a nice piece of toast.
Oh, beautiful. Done. Lovely. I agree with that one, I reckon. And people are unnecessarily scared of doing it. I don't think it's too bad. You just got to get the right recipe.
No, that's exactly right. How I do it is I just have a pot of water. I swirl it until it has a healthy kind of tornado-like swirl. I pop an egg in a mug and then I pour that egg into the centre. Watch it. Keep an eye on it.
Beautiful. I often turn the gas down or the heat down a bit at that point.
Yes, I do that too, actually. Thanks for reminding me.
And it sounds, I get the impression that this whole vinegar thing is total BS. You don't need vinegar with it, do you?
You don't need to put, if the egg is fresh, you don't need vinegar with it.
Ah, there you go. Hi, it's been absolutely delightful to have you on the show today, Kane. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jenny. Thank you very much.